1943, I went down. I wanted to be a fighter pilot. And I went down, I took the exam, you know, the screen test before you go in. And I passed that. And they sent me off to basic training. Yeah, and, you know, the Tuskegee was like experimented me. And they had quotas. And they took and washed out the whole class, the whole battalion, because they had their quota. So after that, I've been to Sebring, Florida, in a B-17 base for a couple months. Then I went to South Carolina, this one, North Carolina. And then I went to California. We caught a boat over to Bombay, India. And from Bombay, India, we got on a train across across India, about to take about 10 days to Calcutta. And then from Calcutta, we went up to the Assam Valley in India, right up by the Leda Road. Mm-hmm. You know what the Leda Road is? The Himalayas. I was in, South Carolina. And then I went to North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina. And from there, I went to California and caught a ship to Bombay, India. But, well, I was at a base in the Sand Valley, and what we did was fly supplies over the Himalayas to Rangoon in China and Burma. And then I spent 2 years there. And then I came home, and I went back to work. And then 2 years later, I joined the National Guard when I got home. And 2 years later, they activated the National Guard, and we went on for the Korean situation. And I spent 18 months, I think, there. Not in Korea, I didn't go to Korea. But we trained the troops and sent them over to Korea. And then I came home, and I started working in the Navy, and for the state. And I worked there for 29 years, and I left there as an environmental analyst. I retired from there. Oh, because I wanted to be a pilot. I wanted to fly airplanes. No, I didn't fly airplanes. They washed us all out. That was an experimental thing, and they had their quotas. And if they had their quotas, then they just eliminated people, that's all, for no reason at all. I don't know what the quota was. They didn't tell you the quota. They just had enough, you know. And that's okay. Like there's an air base down there, and if they graduated, this was the white base, if they graduated, say, 35 pilots, then Tuskegee could only graduate less than 35 pilots. They didn't want Tuskegee to graduate more than they did. That was one reason, but black folks, they had a quota for black pilots. That's what happened. They just came up. We had a guy, he was supposed to get his wings the next day, and they took him up for a checkout flight, and he came back. He passed up. That's wonderful. He's one of the best pilots there. And they washed him out. The guy won the one. He didn't have a seatbelt on. Anything to wash to get the quota. If they had too many, they just washed you out. Well, they've been fighting, trying to get black folks to fly airplanes. And they said, okay, they came down. But no, okay, the first lady, Eleanor Roosevelt, she was in Tuskegee on some business organization there. And they met at Tuskegee. And while she was there, she saw that the planes there next to the pilots. And Anderson, this guy Anderson, he was a pilot there. She wanted him to take her up in the airplane. Her bodyguards, Secret Service people, had a fit. So they called the president, and the president said, hey, she wants to fly. Let her fly. And she went. went up with Anderson, flew her out, and when she got back to Washington, her and the black papers like Amsterdam News and all the black newspapers, they put the pressure on the president. So they started this Air Force. It was two separate Air Forces. It was a black Air Force and a white one. And they had the same thing. The black Air Force, which was Tuskegee, it wasn't just the pilots. They had to have mechanics, bombardiers, navigators. They had to have everything. Nurses, doctors, lawyers. They had to have everything that the white Air Force had. There was two separate Air Forces, the black one and the white one. So that's how that, but they set it up to fail because they said that the black folks didn't have the mentality to fly complicated machines, and they were cowards. And a whole lot of things, negative things about them. Not because there was a professor at Harvard that said that the black man had a smaller brain than the white people, and he wasn't capable of flying these complicated machines. And it was probably, as far as that goes, I got a book right now in my hand. It says, United States Army in World War II, Special Studies, the deployment of Negro troops in the United States Army during World War II. It tells you all about everything.